Okay, so this is where we are picking up our story today. We find Joseph is now in prison after being accused of seducing Potiphar's wife. He is thrown into prison and Potiphar is absolutely furious. And so this is where we are picking up our story on our continuing series of the life of Joseph today. Now, prisons were grim places and they were had vile conditions here in Egypt, and it was like a dungeon. And they were used to house the accused, and there they would be awaiting trial. And there were no guarantees that the prisoners would actually get to trial, because often the trials were at the whim of the leader or at the whim of the ruler. And so there were no guarantees. And so as a prisoner and a slave, Joseph could have seen his situation as hopeless. But instead, he did his best with each small task that was given to him. And with diligence and a positive attitude, he was soon noticed by the warden, who promoted him to prison administrator. Now, I don't know what sort of prison that would have been, but in this day and age, we would never see that happen, would we? No matter how trustworthy or how well a sort of prisoner performs in prison, he would never be sort of promoted to become prison warden or prison administrator. But here we can see that probably Joseph's reputation and his good sort of spirit would have gone before him, and maybe the wardens and the staff would have known about his true character. But here we see that even in the midst of these difficult circumstances in a horrible, vile prison, God was with Joseph. In prison, it would have been very easy for Joseph to wallow in self-pity. He could have thought to himself, what's the point of trusting in God and doing what's right? Because so far in my life, it has only gotten me into trouble. But instead, Joseph got to it and basically served others. And before long, he was virtually running the prison. God was at work sharpening his administration skills, which Joseph would need to save his whole family and the whole region in the future from famine. So instead, Joseph got to it, serving, helping others, and we can see that when he was interpreting the dreams of his fellow inmates, he was actually using his God-given gifts. And we can see that God was sharpening his skills, not just his skills of administration, but of interpreting dreams and of eventual leadership as well. So his seeming demotion to the prison gives him the opportunity to use his gifts. And so we know that in future in the story, he was going to rescue and save a whole people from a terrible famine that was going to hit in the land. And so here we see poor old Joseph in prison. And all through his life, he has had disappointments and setbacks. But God can use even our setbacks as his setups in life. And sometimes there are seasons in life where we may feel in a prison situation. We don't like setbacks. We don't like the hurt and the heartache that we can experience. But there is something in it that does prepare us for the palace or for the things to come. And it can change our character. There's a verse in James, and it says this: consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Do you sometimes feel in a circumstance that feels like a prison, whether it's through a circumstance or a relationship, in finances or even in our health? Sometimes there are seasons in our lives where we feel hemmed in or locked into a certain situation. This season can be short or it can be long. And I can remember a very long time ago now, at the age of about 17, I had just left school and my grandfather wasn't very well, and it was decided and I chose to become my grandfather's full-time carer. And he needed kidney dialysis, so he used to go into hospital 3 times a week to get dialysed. And back about 20, 30 years ago, there was a new medical procedure that enabled people with kidney failure to dialyse at home, giving them a sense of independence and more freedom. And so I was trained up by the nurses of Morrison Hospital's renal unit to become his full-time carer and help him to do his kidney dialysis at home. It was called CAPD. And he would dialyse 4 times a day. And then in between, he could go out and he could be at home, and he didn't have to sort of carve out 3 days of his whole week into a hospital. And during this time, it was a season of mixed emotions. It was a very difficult, challenging season for a 17-year-old girl in one respect. However, it was an amazing season of learning and character building and maturing very, very quickly at a young age because of the responsibility on my shoulders. And during these times in our lives where we feel sort of in a sort of prison of circumstances or in a circumstance where we're hemmed in and there's nothing in our control that can change a situation, we do learn a lot of things. We really do. And at the time, we may not feel or think we're learning, but as we look back upon our lives, we really can see the things that God is working in and through our lives, not just for then, but actually sometimes for the rest of our lives. And during that time, I can remember my grandfather was like my hero. He was in the war. He served in the Navy. His ship was torpedoed. He was shipwrecked. And he was one of a few survivors on his ship, the Hermione. And he was an amazing guy. And I loved him. He was like a father figure. And I really chose and wanted to do this during that time. And it was a time of adversity. A lot of my friends were preparing for college and going off to university. They were all going out on a Saturday and enjoying their weekends. And I used to feel a little bit trapped sometimes and sometimes think, well, you know, why is life like this for me now? And there were so many things that I learned. And some of the things were this. I learned the act of servitude, of serving others, and the act of commitment to people. I also learned humility in a big way, and I also learned more than anything to trust and depend on God, not just for the season we're in, but for the future, and to know that there is life outside of the four walls of the prison of our circumstances at times, that God is faithful and with us and serves a purpose in all the things that we do go through. Now, there are many circumstances, because then later on in my life, I was then able to care for other people in the family. And sometimes as a parent, we can feel a bit hemmed in or locked into our circumstances when the children we want and love so much and care for are, you know, very, very busy. And I just want you to watch this little clip. It's only a minute, just to illustrate my next point. A smart cookie, isn't he? I can see all the parents with toddlers going, is it a crash mat? Is it a crash mat? And you know, I don't think there was. I think it was actually just a tiled floor. Now, obviously, in circumstances where we feel sort of hemmed in or sort of imprisoned, that is a season. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when my children were little, it wasn't the child that wanted to climb over the staircase, it was me. And sometimes we can often feel we want to escape from a situation because of the intensity of it. Now, everyone faces adversity, and it is an integral part of our life experience. Who we are on the other side of a trial depends on how we face it. Now, Joseph is an example of how to face adversity. Here he is after a series of events in prison. He could so have become angry and resentful and even revengeful, but instead he allowed God to work and to develop several character traits that enabled him to come out of his trials a better person. And we're going to look at three. And so there is light at the end of the tunnel of adversity. The first thing we're going to look at is what did God develop in Joseph? So we're going to look at patience. First of all, we see that Joseph developed patience. He was a child when God first gave him those dreams, back when he lived with his father and brothers. And God had to develop and teach Joseph a few life lessons and character developing exercises before he saw the fulfillment of those dreams of his youth. And so by the time Joseph was in Potiphar's house, he was a man. Then he spent 2 years in prison. And by the time he began to start his service before the Pharaoh, he was about 30. And so that was quite a long time of waiting, quite a long time of setbacks and trials and disappointments. And then it would have been another few years before the fulfillment of that dream that would have come to pass, where his brothers actually bowed down before him. And we cannot choose to avoid adversity, but we can choose how we respond to it. And in James, the verse that we read, it says, "Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature." And this verse really does encourage us to persevere in our faith and conduct when facing adversity. We don't think of suffering as good for us, but it certainly does build our character and our patience. During times of stress, we may feel God's presence more clearly. I know that is certainly true for myself. When there have been intense moments in life, when we are just forced in a way to just depend on God solely, we really do sense and are more aware of his presence. We know God is always with us, but it is often in times of adversity that we really tangibly feel and know his presence more in our lives. And that reassurance really does set us up to keep trusting in God, and that he will, you know, go before us just as he has kept to his word in the past. People I know who have kept pressing ahead, even when they are in their darkest hour, have a certain richness and strength about them. And it is those people that I feel very secure under and secure with, because I know that God, they have allowed God, just like Joseph, to develop their character, their perseverance, and their maturing faith. And it really does affect those that they sort of influence around them. As we patiently endure, God changes us through his Holy Spirit, who molds us and shapes us to become more like Jesus. Joseph didn't become a cynical, angry man, but godlier and more mature and able to handle the heavy responsibilities that were going to be placed upon his shoulders in his future. And so Joseph, we see, really did learn through patience. The other characteristic which God really developed in and through Joseph's life in the prison sort of years was trust. We are told Joseph was in prison for about 2 years before he was released. And that's a long time, isn't it, to spend in a place that only you know of your innocence truly. You are there and you shouldn't be there, but only he knew that he was truly innocent. And so we see in the story that Joseph was joined by two of Pharaoh's servants, the baker and the cupbearer. And so he was joined in this prison cell or dungeon with these guys from the palace. And one night, as we saw in the clip, they had very disturbing dreams. And so in the Bible it says, they looked dejected and worried. And so Joseph inquired and asked, "Well, what's the matter? Why are you looking so dejected and worried today?" And so they proceed to talk to Joseph about the dreams that they had. And Joseph miraculously interprets them. 3 days later, the dreams come true just as Joseph had said. And so surely Joseph must have thought that this would be his ticket out of jail, that the cupbearer would tell Pharaoh about his gift. But lo and behold, he forgot about Joseph. As soon as the cupbearer was freed and got out of jail free, he forgot about Joseph. Even though really it was Joseph that he kind of had to thank for his freedom. And so it says he promptly forgot all about Joseph, never giving him another thought. And so now Joseph must have thought, that could have been my opportunity to get out of this prison and to get on with my life. And yet here we see him still in prison himself. Do you ever feel passed by or overlooked or forgotten? We shouldn't be surprised that people often are ungrateful and can take us for granted. Those 2 silent years in the dungeon after his disappointment with the cupbearer were a time of learning to trust and hope only in God alone. We can't look to people for our hope, but only to God. Joseph probably had to fight off many feelings of despair and discouragement during this time. And whether we feel disappointed by people, when we feel disappointed by people, it's then very easy to feel disappointed with God. "Lord, you could have saved me. You could have got me out of this. You could have made the man remember me. Please bring my situation to an end." But Joseph processed his disappointment so that it didn't lead him to despair, but rather to trust and hope in God alone for his future. And disappointments really can strip us of hope in ourselves and in others. And if our hope is in God, we will not be focused on ourselves in self-pity, but on serving him by continuing to serve others. And Joseph saw beyond the walls of his confinement. Joseph had to deal with his own attitude. He came through these trials stronger, not weaker, because he trusted in God's sovereignty. And sometimes when we can't seem to see the wood for the trees in our own lives, all we can do is trust. And this verse in Proverbs really helps us in these circumstances. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will direct your paths or make your path straight. And so we see that Joseph learnt to really trust and hang on to God when all else seemed to be going wrong. The third characteristic Joseph learnt in that prison was faith, was to hold on to faith. The common thread through all of Joseph's circumstances was that he kept the faith, despite the ups and despite the downs. He must have thought, I will trust in you, just like my ancestors have trusted you in you before me, even though I have no idea what your purpose is for me right now in this Egyptian prison. And so faith in God is what sustains us. When our circumstances go from bad to worse, knowing God's promises and his ways are crucial to growing in our faith. Joseph became an amazing man of patience, integrity, and character. God brought justice and blessing to him, despite being treated unfairly. He kept the faith through hard times, and his faith grew as a result. So the life of Joseph is amongst one of the best examples on how God works out his plan for our lives, though we might not understand the things that are going on at the time. It is undeniable that living for God and living God's ways is tough at times, but we are never alone. There are seasons when God calls us to do difficult things. There are seasons that we find ourselves in difficult trials, but we are not alone, and we know that God keeps his promises. I know for us that when we first came to Cornerstone 26 years ago, when the church was very young and in its infancy really, meeting in a home and meeting in little community centres, and the church was small, just a few faithful people, and there were so many setbacks which came against Julian and Sarah. There were times of poverty, there were times when the little they had was taken away from them, they were burgled, they had things stolen from them, and these were very testing times for them as a couple, as individuals, and as a family, and for the wider church as well. It was a season of, well, you know, God, are you ever going to grow this church? Are people ever going to join? Is this work actually going to move forward when you seem to take two steps forward and one or two steps or three steps back? But actually, that was a time when God was really building in them and us faith, trust, and to really kind of hang on to God and his promises for the work which he had clearly birthed in and through Julian and Sarah. And there are many times when we look back across the history of the church and we see seasons of difficulty and trial and testing. But when you kind of hang on to God in these circumstances, clinging to his word, trusting in his promises, holding on for your very life, that is when you see God, the faithfulness of God, as you look back, really bringing you through into the future plans that he has for us. And so when our faith is tested and proven to be genuine, we are positioning our lives under the blessings of God. We must remember that following God will result in blessings that we will enjoy, not just on earth, but during the life to come. It is our faith that sustains us through difficulties and through adversities. And just like we see in the story of Joseph, it was his faith that really sustained him during that prison season. Our faith can falter at times, as we know, and especially during times of trial and testing and questioning. We may go either way, but when it is tested, as believers, we come out sharper and strengthened. Faith is not something that we conjure up or are born with. It is a gift, and it is often tested, and that is when our trust and our assurance and confidence in Jesus is received by faith so that we can depend on him for our future. In all things, we know that God will never fail us. We know that he is a loving father who cares about the minute details of our lives. And even when we don't have the answers for when things are going wrong, we know that there can be purpose in all of life's existence. And for each and every one of us, when we go through testing times, we can either despair or give up or not have faith, or we can hang on in there and put those anchors down and solidify that we are going to trust in faith, have our faith set in God like cement. And sometimes we are just clinging on, we are praying for that person or praying for those circumstances, and sometimes we don't know what the answers are going to be, sometimes we don't know what the results are going to be, but it is just that real perseverance and trusting in God that really does deepen our faith and helps us through even the hardest and most challenging times in our lives. And so Joseph came to understand that all the events that had happened in his life were according to God's plan. He not only survived, but he prospered. It says in the scripture that God prospered Joseph. He was with Joseph. He raised him to a position of authority and trust. And then he was set back. But all throughout, we do see that God was with Joseph and he prospered him. And he prospered him spiritually through these principles that he learnt in his trials. And we can also have faith that God has a plan for us and he is currently working in and through us. And so let's be patient. In and through us, he will be faithful. In and through all of our circumstances, he will be faithful. And so let's continue to be patient and to have trust in God's ways, because sometimes they are so much bigger than ours, to direct our lives. And as we allow him to mould and shape us, our faith will deepen and grow. And so let's have eyes that look beyond the four walls of our circumstances. Like Joseph, he had eyes that saw beyond the walls of those prisons, that dungeon, and to be patient and to trust in God. And so let's anchor our lives continually in our faith. Let's hold on to God in the midst of adversity, and to know more importantly than ever that God's unfailing faithfulness and purpose in our lives is real and can sustain us even through life's most difficult times. So I'm going to pray. Lord Jesus, you are real. You love us. You care for us, and you do have a sovereign plan for our lives. When we align our lives and place our lives in your hands, you are with us and we can trust you. And for all of these people here today and myself, we just place our hands into your hands, where we can be safe and secure and know peace even amongst times of adversity and uncertainty. We thank you for the story of Joseph, that he learnt so much through his trials and setbacks, to hold on to you and to have faith and to continue in his journey. And I pray for each and every person in this room today that in our difficulties that are perhaps here now or are or will come in our lives, that you would sustain us, that your grace is sufficient for us, and that you will bring us through times of trial deeper and stronger the other side. So Lord, I just pray now for your Holy Spirit to come upon us, to fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit for sustenance and grace for the people in our circumstances. And I pray that you would just release fresh hope now to us and into our hearts for the circumstances we find ourselves in, fresh grace and fresh mercy for those around us. And Lord, I just thank you that you are real and that you are with us. And we know that life isn't without challenge, but you are a faithful God and a loving Heavenly Father that can really take us through. So we just pray now that you would help us to anchor our lives in you and sustain each and every person here in their difficulties, that you would help them to learn and be stronger, not just for their own lives, but for those around them who they serve and live with and for. In Jesus' name, amen.